Let's have a little look forward. We have three big moving parts to consider at the start of 2025. It seems to be the word of the moment, so I'm going to call it a disruptor trifecta. First, we have a possible dock worker port strike on the 15th of January at US East Coast ports if they don't find some sort of agreement on automation between USMX and the ILA union. We then have Trump's inauguration on the 20th of January, which could mean very quickly some new tariff regimes being introduced. We don't know any timeline on this. And all this happens as we're building to an early Chinese New Year with factories in China due to close from around about the end of the month for the official holidays. But sometimes that happens a little bit earlier. What does this mean in terms of how people prepare for January?
Yeah, I think asking the question is slightly easier than answering it.
It certainly is.
Yeah, it's up in the air. The easy answer would be, yeah, who knows? But all of these developments, you would say, play into their hands, if that's a right English expression. I said the air freight industry. Uncertainty is typically beneficial to air freight. And I do get the impression when I speak to our shipper community that they're not starting to front load air freight shipments, anticipating what might happen when Trump becomes president again. So I don't think that's an issue. The Chinese New Year, yeah, typically a bit of a boost for air freight, but it's very short, I think, after the new year, which is typically a lull season. So I'm not sure how much of a peak that will give. Yeah, and the port strike, we saw already that even though it was just 3 days, you know, it had already an impact on air freight because their people will anticipate. They cannot wait until the day that the strike would occur or not with planning. So even if the tensions are still there second week of January, we'll see a shift, I would say, from ocean to air. But one could argue January is typically a slow season. The impact of that, if it's just 1 or 2 days on rates, might be relatively minor. Unless you have instance what we heard during the last strike, where we heard that one company was trying to move, what was it, 400 tons of raw materials for the automotive industry, which typically goes by ocean, by air. Yeah, if you have those kind of shipments, they can create a lot of havoc in a short amount of time, Mike.
I guess if you have those sort of shipments going by air freight, you've got something badly wrong on your planning, haven't you?
Well, yeah, unless you had a plan to go on ocean and then the strike happens and you couldn't get it out in time or you're concerned. I don't think it materialized, but that is stuff that can happen. You cannot plan everything upfront. So uncertainty typically helps air freight because then the shippers will, see it as a kind of insurance. They'll pay the premium for air freight, but then at least they know their goods will make it. How much? That's very difficult to assess, I would say, at this moment.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.